from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to a message from Cascadia and music by a Czech folky. David Wiegand and I are more foggy than folky. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, old man.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Cascadia is the ecosystem that stretches up the coast from Northern California to British Columbia. It's also the name of a new album by Noe Venable. Redwoods and Ferns, that's what I keep picturing when I hear that. That's Noe Venable's first album in 7 years. And she lives in New York now, but she used to live out here. She says this album was inspired by seeing a deer in her headlights on a street in Oakland.
Yeah, I don't know if the headlights were involved, but yes, it's true. And she was really kind of, you know, transformed by this vision, and it's been on her mind for a long time. She's a very ethereal, very cerebral singer, always has been. She actually entered Divinity School in 2007, which is one of the reasons that we didn't hear from her for a long time. It's wonderful that she's back and that her spirit is still thriving in Brooklyn, as many musicians do. I love this album. I love her. I remember when she burst on the scene. You know, she's done 6 albums in the past before this one, and was so much as a part of the Bay Area for such a long time.
Noe Venable celebrates the release of Cascadia at the Freight on Thursday night. So here's a way for a major arts institution to bring in fresh perspectives and show the full range of local artists. Invite 15 Bay Area nonprofit arts groups to curate your show. And that's how the YBCA, the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, has organized its new Bay Area Now.
That's right. Bay Area Now happens every 3 years at Yerba Buena. It has a different flavor, obviously, every year. Some of the people who are participating in it this year are Creativity Explored, Adobe Books, Estria Foundation, and Emory. And a lot of different organizations. Everybody's sort of done their own thing, and you'll get a real taste of Bay Area culture.
Bay Area Now 7 begins this evening at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. Let's listen now to some music from Alexander Zemlinsky, a colleague of that Czech folky. Music from Alexander Zemlinsky, performed by the Escher String Quartet. And they're scheduled to do all 4 of the string quartets by Zemlinsky at Music at Menlo as part of the festival's focus on the culture that produced Antonin Dvorak. And he was so fond of turning Czech folk songs into classical music.
The festival, which is the 12th annual summer festival for Music at Menlo, is called Around Dvorak. So it features not only music by Dvorak, but people who influenced him, like Mozart, people he influenced. So you get a sense of the full culture of Dvorak. And I mean, I am a complete Dvorak fan. I absolutely love his music.
Music at Menlo opens today in venues around Menlo Park and continues through August 9th. The Bay Area Playwrights Festival is one of the nation's leading supporters of new and veteran playwrights, everyone from Sam Shepard to Christopher Chen. They've culled this like 6 plays down from hundreds, I believe.
Yeah, no, this really looks very cool. I mean, the one that I'm looking forward to, I think, the most is Rob Melrose's Ozma from Oz.
Yes. And it's a musical.
It's a trip-hop musical, but it does base itself on the L. Frank Baum books.
The 37th annual Bay Area Playwrights Festival begins tonight and continues through the 27th. And let's dance now with the Crooks. Britpop from the Crooks, and they are touring the U.S. now, pushing their 3rd album. So the first release in the U.S., and I think you're excited about that.
Yeah, I've really liked them for a long time. I've paid attention to them for a while. I really love their music. It's very British, obviously, and that's a good thing.
The Crooks play the Rickshaw Stop on Thursday, and then they're back in October for the TBD Festival in Sacramento. And quickly, David, our cheap thrill cartoons at the Pacific Film Archive.
That's right. These are called Alternative Visions, three different programs. Sally Cruikshank, who made wonderful, wonderful films, is one of the people who's going to be celebrated here, as well as the work of John and Faith Hubley. Their daughter, Emily, is going to be on hand, and she's also a great artist on her own right.
Tickets are just $5.50 to $6.50, so that's our cheap thrill, Tuesday through August 7th. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details and all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.